Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of Blog Talk Radio. We're on the moments of kicking off the new month of August. We're on the opportunity to make this year the best year yet, and we're excited because Optimize My Life is a show every comes through every day, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time, and we deliver up the best of your life, and that's called the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. Between what's happening in this world with folks that are in the movement of the Golden Rule Society, being a part of the kindness program that's launched, that's going to make and move people around the world. And we're calling it the Healing America Through Hope campaign, that we are actually producing a show for July 4th next year. We'll talk more about on the show. But right now, I want to welcome one of our honored guests, dignitaries, partners, good friend, married to a wonderful gal named Ann. Hi, Len Kane. How are you?
Well, a very pleasant high noon to you, my friend. We're out here on the West Coast. We're only 9 o'clock in the morning, but you guys had midday already, and I'm just honored and happy to be with you on the show, hoping to help make it a better world for everybody listening, that they can share with their family, their friends, their neighbors, their church, their charity. That's why we're here, to serve. God bless you, Ron. Keep up your great work.
Well, you stir me on. You motivate me to do that. You set a, you know, when somebody sent and gone through the frontier, like Daniel Boone, you know, he did things and he went from the coast in Kentucky and then ended up being in Texas. He became a representative for our country. He was a hero. There's some books and stories and movies made about him, because he did things that other people never even tried. And, you know, that same description, if I took the name Daniel Boone off it, I could put the name Captain Len Kane, you know, right in that same place. And that's what makes it exciting when you're part of our show each week. And I'll tell you, we're moving forward. I'll make a unofficial announcement. I can do it on the show. I'm the president of the Hope Collection, CEO of Healing America Through Hope, and a partner with you in the Golden Rule Society. And here's what's happening. Next week we have a vital meeting with, you might have heard of a little organization called ABC, better known as American Broadcast System. And they have a local affiliate called WKBW, Channel 7 News. And the president has opened up an invitation for the co-chairman of the AAVM event program, Gary Helfenstein, who might be on the show. He was on, but he had to leave for a call. But David Musial, that name comes up every day, Cap. And we are now in a Zoom personal planning meeting Tuesday morning with the president of ABC. And what he's interested in is helping us promote the Healing America Through Hope and the AAVM Monument Dedication Ceremony. And they're going to join us and help support the program.
Wow. Oh, that it sounds exciting. You guys are going to do a wonderful job there getting everybody involved, because it just helps everybody that is going to be involved. And they were helping to make it a better world. And that's why we're here, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. God bless you, right, friend. Ron, I just can't keep up with all the wonderful things that you're doing. And you and Gary and David Musial, wow, what a team. What a team. I'm happy to be at least carrying the baggage for you guys.
Well, when you joined the team, we went from the Three Musketeers to the Four Aces. We sing magical music.
Beautiful. God bless.
So what's new and exciting? What might be happening with the kindness campaign? Anything that has been new and revealing to share with us?
Well, I'll be happy to. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Golden Rule Society. We're in our 49th year, and we're going on board to the golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. Can you believe that? And by the way, we're all non-paid volunteers in this charity. And it's really, really an exciting time in our lives to be part of the program. And the gentlemen that Ron also mentioned are all senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. And like all of us, again, we're non-paid. So we're not doing this to better ourselves. We're doing this to help make it a better world for everybody. So we keep working on it. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he mentioned, and Ron mentioned, the fact that we have the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign. And we're putting it all together. When we kick it off and launch it, it should be able to be utilized and benefiting everybody, not only nationwide, but worldwide. And it's all free. We're not selling anything. The nice part about it is that it just goes like something like this. With love and kindness and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated. Now, you can become a member, and all you have to do is share the information, which is all good, positive, enthusiasm. That's what it's all about. The Spirit of the Lord is within us. So why not? Why not be kind? I tell the story often because I do it on a day-to-day basis. When I finished high school, ladies and gentlemen, I joined the Navy. And the day I was leaving, my mother stood me up and she said, "Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind." And I remember that on a day-to-day basis. Every time I think about it, if I'm going to do something, that the sound of my mother saying, "Be kind," is like my good guidance. And wouldn't it be nice if everybody would just do that? It could be a smile, a wave, a handshake, open the hold the door for somebody, or it could be anything that would be good and kind and helpful. And that's why we're here. I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. We're here to serve, which is very simply kind to others. So because that's the 11th commandment from the good Lord. But he simply says, share the love that I give you with others. Simple as that. So, Ron, it's just great to be on the show with you, the part of the team, and we're kicking it off and doing wonderful things. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called the Kindness Campaign, making it a better world. Back over to you, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I keep playing over and over again when you met Dave Musial and he came out to San Diego and you were so gracious to him. And he's so appreciative. He's a humble guy. He's incredibly talented. He's been, you know, he's got all kinds of, he's like you. You're in your field you're in the air. You are the number one top gun. I mean, come on. And then music and programs and planning and orchestration and running shows. He's an Emmy Award winner and multiple times, and he's got all kinds of awards. He doesn't have a Nobel Peace Prize yet. And you at least are close to getting one real quick. I think, and we're hoping maybe that will come out soon, that this time around, because boy, what you do is so vital and so wonderful. So, you know, what we're doing is I watched the video of you standing on that deck of the Midway, the museum, was an active aircraft carrier to help win World War II. Quite frankly, I believe the Battle of Midway, if it hadn't happened, we might be speaking Japanese today. And I'm proud to be an English-speaking American, by the way. But that deck, and when you're standing there next to that Phantom, that F-4, my goodness, first of all, 1,000 miles an hour? I flew in, my friend had a Seneca 6. It was a little plane. It had 6 passengers, single engine. And I did a few minutes. He gave me the wheel for a few seconds, you know, the steering for a few, and the feet. And I flew that maybe until I got panicked in about 30 seconds. But we were maybe doing 100 miles an hour, to maybe 102, I don't know. 1,000 miles an hour, Len, how do you think, just doing that, getting it off the ground, putting it back in the ground and flying it, how about when you go out precision flying that you're in with a squadron and you're going in and you have a particular target or an area of targets. How do you move, think, and relax that fast at that speed to accomplish that? I mean, I am baffled. I mean, can you share a moment to us with being in the cockpit?
obviously with a little sense of humor. Just doing that, all it takes is more guts than brains, and I was well qualified. But that's what it's all about. You just adapt yourself to whatever vehicle, whatever airplane you're flying, whatever car you're driving, you have to learn how to do it. And then it just becomes second nature to it, because if you move the ailerons to the left, the airplane's going to turn left. Same thing, turn right and all that jazz. Pull back on the stick, and up you go. Pull back, there you go, back down. But it was really exciting. And it's very difficult to explain the feeling that you have when you're flying at twice the speed of sound, which we did in the Phantoms. And that was about like maybe 1,500 miles an hour, round numbers. But it's just really a thrill to be part of the technology, that the creativity, aerodynamics, and what they can do with airplanes nowadays. Holy smokes. The 1,000 mile an hour day is just, ho-hum, that's old stuff. Because what they're doing now is incredible. And it keeps getting better and better. So, lots of fun, but ladies and gentlemen, I jokingly tell people, they say, how did you get on? I said, that flying airplanes, it's like, that's the most fun you can have with your clothes on. And that's the truth. Flying fighters. I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Well, thank you. I have a little story. The closest I ever got, I did mention that Donnie Anderson, my very close friend, that owned a plane, and he met his wife, and their first date they went out on, Don told her to pull something, to do something in the cockpit, and she pulled this ring, and it was the fire extinguisher in the cabin. And that was not a date. By the way, he ended up marrying Sharon Anderson, who you met from the Hope Collection. And she pulled the ring in the front, and of course the whole cockpit filled up with white powder, and you couldn't see.
Oh my goodness!
That's how they got started. And so that was an experience. I remember the first time taking off. I was in the printing business, and I had to deliver a special package to our factory in Ohio. And I had the product that we were working with, printed sheets. What happens is we had the printed sheets mounted to cardboard, thick cardboard, And then they cut it, they scored it, and they did a die cutter, and they turned this thing into a high-quality cover for a leather company that has puts the leather, they have the leather that are in jet planes and high-end cars like Rolls Royce, and the samples of the colors and all that, the sample book. And this thing, I had to get the book built so they could put the samples and glue the samples into the book for a special trade show. Well, I had the book and the print here, and the company to fix it is in Ohio. So what do? I can't. It's 4 hours to drive there. I called a guy who I knew that found out I had a plane, and we got in the plane, and we took off with the product in this plane, flew down to the plant, round trip, down and back. Well, anyways, as we took off, he asked for the full runway for taking off. And the tower didn't like the fact that he, you know, he was a small plane, and they wanted him to go use half the runway. And this pilot said, I want the whole thing. So what happened is we got it, and we're taking off, and we're off the ground. And he, before we got that far, he released the jet airliner behind us to take off. And we just got up in the air, and this baby, it didn't come right over us, but we were in his, what do you call that when you go behind the air, the jet stream?
Jet wash.
We were in his jet wash at the end of the runway when he went by us. The pilot wasn't real happy. Those are my only two private airplane experiences I've had. Been a lot of planes ever since, but those were two really interesting programs that I was involved with to utilize doing some flying. I like boats. I like the water. I like to be close to the ground. You put a life raft on, but parachutes were never one of my thoughts of wanting to do that. Well, I know we're off on a tangent here today because we have an opportunity to do it. You know what I love about the Hope Collection blog radio show is that every day we are able to explore life and life experiences, and it's real. You know, it's not like somebody giving a lecture on the call about this or that. We can, by the way, we do have guests that do lecture. I mean, you could lecture us on how to fly a plane. The day's doing it because you're knowledge-based and experienced. But you talk to us about things that are exciting in life and how you have applied the very high-level technical and controlled tools and habits that you've done and used to be the successful pilot you are and the life coach that you are to so many people. And we're so appreciative of that, Lon, that it just makes for this show to be one of the world-renowned access operations to be able to have what you and who you are. And we love to brag on you. And so we're looking forward to, you know, bragging on you on a stage in Buffalo, New York next summer, July 4th weekend. And it's going to be a celebration among celebrations. We're dedicating that African-American Veterans Monument, one of a kind. And that monument is going to be built by the time the July 4th comes. And then we're going to have dignitaries like yourself that will be on stage. And our program is all about healing America through hope, offering hope. And Len, you have demonstrated through the Golden Rule Society and even your service what hope is all about. And you're gonna relate how being an American, that we're the greatest nation on the face of the earth. There's more hope, optimism, and unity offered through the American way of life, and American history, and American our handbook called the Constitution is a model for the world. And so I know as you share your story on stage and people are going to be on the edge of their seats, mostly standing, but there'll be a group that, you know, you have the seats for the dignitaries. And so we'll have that, but, you know, it's going to be so neat. And we're going to have there'll be some pre-meetings and get-togethers and points where people are going to, I can meet Len Cain. Yeah, that's going to happen. So we're going to have some really neat stuff that surrounds this whole program. And we have a week before the celebration is the annual Juneteenth Festival, which has now been proclaimed a national holiday. And Juneteenth, of course, is the celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation Abraham Lincoln did, freeing all the slaves. A civil war was fought and won to free the slaves. And that program, that has a parade attached to a celebration. And the biggest one, and where it happened originally, was Galveston, Texas. And the second biggest one is Buffalo, New York. And so we're tying that into our couple-week-long celebration that is all part of the Buffalo Historic Experience. And so there'll be speakers, there'll be times and connections with that program through the week. Gary Helfenstein, who is my partner, Helfenstein, by the way, he has arranged and is arranging to have all the area chambers of commerce to make, we're going to have a chamber day, and maybe it might take maybe more than one day because there's so many chambers in Western New York. We're inviting each of them to come down for a reception and a tour, highlighting what's great in Buffalo. And there's so many, I mean, we now have a children's museum active right across the street from where the event is holding. Of course, we got the Naval Park. Of course, we've got the baseball stadium. Of course, we've got the historic museum. We've got the waterfront. We've got all the historical things going on. Len Cain, we have the Pierce Arrow was a world-class, top world-class car. Today, the car shows, like out at out there at Palm Beach and Pebble Beach, they have an annual car show. And I dare say in every single annual car show, there's a Pierce Arrow that either wins an award or up for an award, and all the other major car shows around the world, there's always a Pierce Arrow in it. Well, that was born in Buffalo, built in Buffalo, New York. And so we have a museum with a Frank Lloyd Wright, another historic thing, Frank Lloyd Wright gas station he designed is inside the museum. So we're going to have another great thing, part of the historical part of Buffalo, is we have the original Colored Musicians Club. It's a club, and it's a museum that's active, interactive, and it's a place where every colored African-American individual who wanted to get a union card so they could play in public, they had to come to Buffalo and get it. That's where they got it, at the Colored Musicians Club. And by the way, it's in walking distance from our event. And we're going to have the people go through that while they're here in Buffalo and they still have time, and they can learn about Sammy Davis Jr., Cal Calloway, and all the greats. There's interactive musical, there's instruments there, there's history stuff. Next to that, across the street from it, is the church, First Baptist Church, that Harriet Tubman, it was the last stop on the slaves getting out of USA to go to Canada when the war was still going and they were slaves, to escape slavery. The Underground Railway was right across the street from the Colored Musicians Club. And so that's another part of the tour. And then the wonderful, wonderful Buffalo Naval Park. Len Cain, we've got USS Sullivan, a historic, every one of the World War II ships are historic, but the Sullivans was named after the four brothers that died. The only time it ever happened, it never happened and will never happen again, because no family can have four members at the same time in the armed forces. Four brothers died in World War II, Sullivan brothers, and as a tribute, the President Roosevelt deemed this ship, which was supposed to be named something else, the Sullivan. We've got USS Croker, a Navy submarine, and you can go down inside it. And if you're large, you can't stand up in it. It's so small, tiny-like, but they have tours. We've got Little Rock, the Little Rock. That's a carrying launcher escort ship, Navy ship. And then we got all kinds of historical. There's a Phantom. Your jet is on a pedestal, Len. And they've got one of those. They've got a Huey helicopter. We've got a PT boat, just like the 109. We've got rockets. we have a Japanese, like a little Japanese rocket plane that they use to attack us. There are little submarines, mini subs that are on display, and a museum, the Naval Park Museum. That's all part of all the promotion, marketing, and things that are right there for this destination. And Buffalo is going to be the number one historic place in the United States next year, July 4th weekend. Gary, would you like to jump in here? Don't take it off mute, Gary. Hello? Ron Kane, can you hear me, or do we have a problem?
No, Ron, I'd be happy to fill in. Just add a little something to what you're saying and appreciating the HOPE program. The founder of the HOPE organization was a gentleman by the name of Joel Griffin. What a wonderful man he was. Sadly, 3 weeks ago, he died of cancer. But he named his organization HOPE. And I told him the first time that I met him, the word HOPE, I said, it's a wonderful word, by the way, as you all know. We hope for good weather. We hope for good health. We hope for all good things. But I told him, I said, I spell it H-O-P-E. And the H stands for honesty. So if you're going to be in a HOPE program, you got to be, first thing, you've got to be honest. The O stands for organized. You have to have a plan. You have to be organized to do whatever you have in mind. And the P stands for persistence. When you've got the plan, you've got everything, and you've got to persist, and you've got to work at it. You've got to do it because you're hoping for help and success. This is how you spell it: honesty, organization, persistence, and the E in the word hope stands for enthusiasm. We all know what enthusiasm is. But many people don't know where the word enthusiasm comes from. It's a Greek word called entheos, which means spirit within. Now, we all have to touch and just utilize that spirit within. And that's the meaning of the word hope, honesty, organization, persistence, and the spirit of the good Lord within you. And I cherish that. And I, Joel Griffin, God bless him. He thought he got the biggest kick out of that too. So hope for you, ladies and gentlemen. Stick with it. And Ron, I'll turn it back over to you. And I hope that Coach Gary is back on board. Are you with us, Gary?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm sneezing. No, he hasn't come back on. He did jump off again. I think he was having some challenges with his phone. He was traveling, so we'll see. As soon as he comes back on, we'll put him right on, Len. Boy, I started sharing with you some of the things that are going on. Right now, the management team of an organization that I know you're really proud to affiliate with, the Surge 365 Travel Company, is having a special honorary retreat for the top performers and outstanding leaders as travel agents in the company. And they're having a retreat in Houston, Texas this weekend, starting today. And my close friend and dear friend, Rick Reese, and his wife, because they qualify, they are there also. But what's really important is the management team of the company are meeting to review the proposal and approve next July 4th, the Surge 365 company, bringing the international conference of all their agents from around the world to Buffalo, New York at the same time as the program is going on. And this is really incredible. The timing, number one, the timing and the depth of what we're able to put together for a package for them. It will officially be the first gathering in person of the company and since the year and a half, 2 years ago now. So it's really, really going to be special. And right now, the founder of the company is named, they call him Coach Tomer, was a World War II commando. What they call, you know, he was a, and the guy, what's that? Paratrooper. And he is, to this day, very loyal to our service and servicemen and honored. And it's really, really important to him. And as a company, that's how we operate. 60% of the members are veterans. When I say members, these are people that own businesses. They're owners. And so their loyalty to not just the company, but our country is huge. So that's going to be going on, and they're meeting to review the proposal that Gary and I have been working on. We actually presented it to them in March to try and hold it this year, but, you know, the details could not be worked out this year for it, but they are this year, and now it's growing like crazy, the program. So I spend, well, I was on the phone this morning working with the lodging companies coordinating hotel rooms for everybody that's going to come to Buffalo. And so we've got some pretty neat stuff that's just going on in the background. Different organizations. One organization that is going to be a beneficiary of the event. In Buffalo, we have what's called, it's a world famous, it's called Children's Hospital. And Russ Salvatore, the famous restaurateur and philanthropist, has been the leading cause for fundraising for the hospital for many years. They just built a brand new one. And in that hospital, they have the headquarters for the Autistic Center of America. And I got speaking with the director one day, and as part of our whole program, we're going to have a midway for, you know, the family, the kids, to go on, you know, midway rides, you know, Ferris wheel, merry-go-round, little boats with the water around that go around, and things like that, maybe a petting zoo and food, you know, cotton candy and funnel toll bread and cake and all that stuff, candy apples and taffy. And so we're going to have one day, we're going to get a sponsor to sponsor for all the families with autistic children in Western New York. They'll bring their families to a closed private time at the amusement park. And then we're making that available as a benefit to the children in our community. Another day, we're going to take another day and have all the kids of the veterans that come to the convention, their children are going to be able to go to that midway and enjoy the thrill rides and the fun and have it. And they'll get a special pass to be able to go there. And again, we're going to have a sponsor that pays that so that they can do it. And those are just some little details going on. We have Dave Musio, the professor and our stage director, has arranged and is arranging to have students, college students, who are working on degrees in music and becoming professionals in the music world. These are teachers or business people. Him and Gary are working on a program to help include the kids in education, doing work for this program that will go towards their college degree. The spin-off of all the different things that we're doing, oh, how could I forget this one? We are working and planning on having a Sunday morning non-denominational worship service outdoors where everybody, you know, obviously all the residents of Buffalo and their churches, we're going to have them and have a church service honoring the weekend and things and obviously honoring God. And that's going to be set up and running, and that's going during the whole weekend. That's also going to be there. I'm sure there'll be some people that want to speak at that program, and that's in the development right now. That's another feature I forgot.
Awesome, Ron. Awesome. Oh, my good. We're looking forward to that with great enthusiasm. Wow. Wow. Keep up your great work. Doing a great job.
Well, you know, I have to go back over 10 years ago. Well, actually, 40 years ago, Lynn and I were fortunate to meet a couple. Not directly. Someone, you ever heard this, Lynn? Somebody introduces somebody to who introduces somebody who introduces somebody to somebody else, and then you ended up meeting this person or people. Your paths never would have crossed. There's no way in any – I was nowhere near anybody in sports or academia like Joel Griffin. I mean, the man was a PhD in math and running programs and eventually became an advisor to three presidents for financial budget things. What was the likelihood that Ron Clayton from Buffalo, New York, who was – working in retail grocery store, not grocery store, JCPenney's and Five and Dime stores. How, what are the chances of our meeting? That's such, that's so God-driven, it's unbelievable. And through the years, because of the relationship, when he founded the Hope Collection, Linda and I were at the condominium in Canandaigua, New York, on the lake. The morning that Joe and I just signed the paperwork for the 501c3 Hope Collection, we were there. And not too long after that, I was asked to become the president of the original president of the board, which I was there for over 10 years, and then became as a senior advisor, but then was asked to step back in as Joel was in the grips of this cancer. He asked me to step back in and kind of take over the shoulder of the running it. And so we're doing that going forward. And, you know, this is just some of the history of where Hope's come from and where it's going. And when Joel was able to hook up with, Ben Carson, I mean, we met him at the Harvard Club in New York City and spent a day with Dr. Ben Carson, who is still, he's been he's head of human resources for the federal government, cabinet man. He ran for president. He's a dear friend of President Donald Trump. He's running a new renewed program, which is, again, like ours, to improve lives. He's committed. He's the most gentle, most powerful man I've ever met in my life. He is so founded in faith and is unshakable. And he's a great leader and proud to know him and support everything he's doing and done. We've invited him to come. We haven't gotten a connection yet from his office. We're gonna try that again, but it's not over with. But that's just another outreach we're working on. We're going to have I can't remember the squadron's name, but the group of National Guard that helicopter, Buffalo Recruiting Center has a helicopter squadron, and they're going to do a demonstration, a rappelling demonstration off the helicopters during the week. We expect the 104th Wing of the United States Air Force to do a flyover, and they have airplanes. When they do a flyover, I know your guys in the Blue Angels, they fly, what, F-22s at about Mach 6 or something? the 104th is the airlift wing, and they fly what are called Hercules, and they are monster power jets on them, equipped with that, and they can take and put a tank in and fly tanks anywhere and other equipment, and they have a door that opens up, drops down, and I flew on it. I took a ride in one, and we flew over Niagara Falls, 300 feet over top of the falls. Boy, that was scary with the door open. I was right in the last position on the canvas. They have canvas seats in the back. You sit on it like a tarp. You sit on it. And we flew over downtown Buffalo, 300 feet above the ground. I'm telling you, wow, what an experience that was. Well, they were planning on them doing a flyover.
Incredible. Incredible. It's really a small world, isn't it, Ron? Because we're talking about Joel Gripping. And I went to school up in the northeast corner of Pennsylvania. And my high school football coach, I was the quarterback of the team. And my coach went to Mansfield University. And who else went there? A guy by the name of Joel Gripping. And Joel Gripping, he was an All-American basketball player. And the same year, he was an All-American golfer from Mansfield University. And I jokingly tell people, I say, I'll bet you a buck or a beer, you can't name me anybody who was All-American in two different sports. And there are a number of them, but he was a guy that had two. And then he went on to, and I never met him at that time, but then he went on to get his doctorate in mathematics. And he's a brilliant man with a great sense of humor and a good Christian man and always very delightful to be with and around because it was always lighthearted and fun and enjoyable. And it, as Ron mentioned, Joel Gripping was a personal senior advisor to three of our presidents, President Ronald Reagan, President George Bush the Elder, President George Bush the Younger, and also he was invited to London Town to speak to the good people in Parliament. So anyway, he went over there to London, and what they did was they said, hey, this is really great. Can you help us out with the distribution of the taxes that we raise to help the citizens of England? And he did. And they were just enamored. They said, that's wonderful. This is the kind of guy Joel Gripping was. So years later, I got to meet him. And we started tying the knots together and all that sort of stuff because I had a situation where I met Ronald Reagan when he was the governor of California on six different occasions. Wonderful man. Oh, we just had a great time together. This is when I was flying as an airline captain. And he'd come aboard the airplane, and we'd invite him into the cockpit. And whenever he'd fly, and after the flight, he would come into the cockpit again and say, thanks for a great flight and all that good stuff. So we had a relationship. And next time, years later, I meet Joel Gripping, who was an advisor to Ronald Reagan. And we just hit it out. We had so much in common. And you talk about a small world, that's how it happens. And Joel Gripping, after being an advisor to three presidents and the good people in London Town, he became a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. We're all working together to help make it a better world. Simple as that. I'm redundant when I keep saying that, but that's what we ought to be doing, helping to make it a better world by just being kind to one another. So that's the story of Joel Gripping and a little more of a background to him and how the small world situation is, because that's what happens as you go here, there, and everywhere. And you mentioned Dr. Ben Carson, and I was looking at my cell phone this morning, and I sent him a couple of emails. Oh, it was early this year about some projects and programs. And what a wonderful man. He's a medical doctor, but he's not only brilliant, he is a gentleman. He is courteous and he's kind. And he just means to help others. And that's why we're all here. We're here to serve. So thanks for the opportunity to jump in a little bit and just add a little 2 cents worth. And with that, Ron, I'll jump off my high horse and turn it back over to you, sir. God bless.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. So we are in the midst of history. Process, you know, it's not just, we will have a one-day celebration that's the pivotal point of the AAVM monument and dedication. But the process of healing America through hope and the kindness campaign are ongoing every day. They are a movement, and we're inviting people to be members in this army, being part of the mission. And as we expand across America and around the world, what we're going to do is we're changing the world. My travel agent partner and sponsor, Rick Reese, has his ministry, his program is called Marketplace Ministries. And his whole organization and business is dedicated to moving and helping empower people of faith to be living lives, like you said, the golden rules, like you live. And that's his personal mission, that he is recruiting the army of people to join and work with us. And is it funny, you talk about a small world. Rick Reese's family, his ancestors, come from, well, it came from Africa, but in America, they were in Galveston, Texas. And at the end of the Civil War, the United States Army came into Galveston, Texas, on horseback, and flags and all that, and they had a proclamation that was called the Emancipation Proclamation. And they read that to all the folks, and the day they read that, actually it already happened, so, but the day Len and everybody that he read, the officer read, the general read that proclamation statement, immediately the folks who were slaves were now free Americans. They could own. They had the right and ability to write and vote. Now, there's things that took time to change the way it used to be, but it has changed, and it has improved, and it's doing that. Well, Rick's family, they were there. They were at the first celebration. They had a party. And that has evolved to now, right now, as we're talking on this phone, it's now been proclaimed a national holiday, June 19th. And there is how celebrated is they have a big, you know, a big fair like, you know, carnival. And then they have a parade. And Galveston's the biggest one, and Buffalo, New York is the second biggest one in the world. So, guys, we're having the part of we're going to help them celebrate the Juneteenth festival and parade when they're kicking off the Healing America Through Hope campaign. And Kindness campaign. Guys, we are a movement. We are part of a movement and a program that's going to change America. Hi, Gary. Glad you made it back.
Well, good afternoon from sunny Buffalo, New York, although I still think it's still morning out there where Captain Kane is. Just tuned in. I've been in and out of the program today, but that's the beauty of that. Anybody who's calling in, another call comes in or other obligations, honey-do lists, among other things. You can hang up, call back, and dial in. I'd like to remind everybody, too, that these programs are available for replay. You can go back to Optimize My Life at Blog Talk Radio, and all of these, every session is recorded, and you can play it back. Now, we record 5 days a week for the 12 noon session of Blog Talk Radio, but then we offer a special extra training. I love to call it a bonus hour on Saturdays. That's 9 a.m. And all the times I've given you are Eastern time, so please adjust accordingly. But with that commercial put in there, guys, back to you, Captain Kane, or the mic's to you, Ron.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. Welcome aboard. Good to hear your voice, Gary. You are something special. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Helpenstein, we call him Coach Gary, Coach G for short, and he is also one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. He's also one of the driving forces in the kindness campaign. And I tell you, we couldn't do without him. Gary, you are something special, as you are also, Ron. I mean, I wanted to add a little something about Juneteenth, which is the 19th of June. And I tell everybody, it's now a national holiday in the United States. And that happens to be my birthday, the 19th of June. Now, I had nothing to do with the Emancipation Proclamation, but I'm playing my fact that I have a national holiday on my birthday for all it's worth. And it's all in good fun, and we're just kidding around, of course. But that's it's true. But that's the nice part about it. And Gary, it's great to be working with you and Ron. Excuse me. Let me turn it back over to you.
Yeah, I'll pick it up from there because the pleasure's all ours, Captain Kane. And I'll just say a few more words about the Kindness Campaign. The Kindness Campaign launches on or before Labor Day. I think Labor Day is the 5th or the 6th of September this year. And in this Kindness Campaign, it's really a membership drive. But again, if we, I walk away from the term membership drive because it is a joining opportunity. Because as you join the Golden Rule Society, first of all, let me tell you that there's no cost. We're not trying to sell anything. We're trying to help you improve your life. And why do we want to improve your life? Because you're going to help others who help others. It's paying it forward is a term that's often used in that respect. And so by becoming a member of the Golden Rule Society and or the Hope Collection, you are open to a number of resources, and probably the primary category of resources are training and self-improvement. And so not only can you tie into courses that greatly improve in your life and facilitate your business, be it your own private business or your esteemed career, you can find resources here that are going to help you. But in addition, as you go to the Golden Rule site or the Hope Collection, you're going to find an opportunity for cost savings. I use one example in the Hope Collection called ePantry. And I just say, hey, I could spend an hour talking about ePantry, but just go to ePantry.com and see for yourself. There's discount coupons and other offers, kind of a collection of all the different coupon companies, if I could be that simple. But then again, there's another aspect of this, and that's called the Golden Rule Society Travel. And in that, it opens up an opportunity to do your own bookings at a tremendous savings. Now, when I talk about savings, sure, there might be a savings in financial cost, but more importantly, what's more valuable, money or time? And the answer is time. At least my answer is time. So as you go to the Golden Rule Travel link, you go into a booking engine, and the amount of time you save is going to be incredible. And I can almost guarantee, as a matter of fact, I will guarantee, you're also going to save some money. Save some money over some of the competition. I don't want to mention names like Expedia and Priceline and stuff like that. That wouldn't be fair to mention that. But ours is the Surge Vortex Golden Rule Society booking engine. And then in addition, there's just tremendous other links off the Golden Rule Society. But again, back to the kindness campaign, we're going to launch that. We're encouraging people to see if there's three other people that would be interested in learning more about the Golden Rule Society. And then that multiplies exponentially times that. Now, I'm not a math major, but 3 times 3 is 9, times 3 is 27, and that's about as far as I can go. But you get the idea. So anyway, the Kindness Campaign, a membership campaign to spread the Golden Rule, treat others as you yourself would be treated. And, of course, I like to use the Old Testament version as love your neighbor as you love your family and yourself, and what a wonderful world it would be. Captain Kane, back to you.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. You're super-duper special. And ladies and gentlemen, I had a little glitch in my get-along here. I lost my voice for a second. But I do want you to visit our website, which is very simple. If you have a piece of paper and a pencil handy, it's very simple. www, and it's goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G, charitable, nonprofits, tax exempt, and all that good stuff. And we're going into our 50th year of the Golden Anniversary. But anyway, when you get there, in the navigation buttons, alphabetically, there's one you've got to visit. It's called Gifts for You. Now, the nice part about it, it's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building, training for children of all ages, from 99 to 9, for crying out loud. But that's what's available. And my guarantee is, I would love to offer people a money-back guarantee, but I can't. Because if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful yourself. And the reason I can't give you a money-back guarantee is very simple, because it's free. It's free to take an advantage of that. So why make the mistakes that other people have already made? Now, I've got a list of the 24 dumb things that people do to mess up their lives. And the truth are not to make those dumb mistakes, because you might as well learn from the mistakes of others rather than you go make them yourself. So anyway, that's just part of it. Now, again, in the navigation buttons alphabetically, right below gifts for you is hope for you. And we're talking about Dr. Joel Gripping and all the wonderful things that he's doing with Ron Clayton as the president and Coach Gary, God bless you, offering so many opportunities to help others. It's in, and you'll find it in there, hope for you. Wow, learn this, learn that, become this, become that. Wow, what an opportunity. And that's, we're here to help. And the third one that I like to talk about is, because I'm part of it, as most of us are here, and it's called the Intiva Health. Alphabetically down the line, Intiva Health. And the organization was put together by a one-legged Marine. He lost his leg in combat, serving his country. And when he went back to school in Texas, he's a pretty sharp dude because he developed a technique and a technology that is supporting the medical industry, not only nationwide, but worldwide, helping doctors, nurses, scientists, everybody. And by the way, Intiva Health was selected as the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. And now so many other large organizations are coming on board and joining in. So what we do and say we're number one, what we say simply is this. Intiva Health is one of the organizations in the largest group of people in the world supporting the medical industry. So you have a doctor, you have a nurse, you have somebody you know. Tell them about it and take a peek yourself. Because we've had doctors going to say, hey, I'm working on something, and I went to Intiva Health. It's free. And suddenly I said, here's a solution to one of the problems that I have for some of my patients. Wow. Isn't that the reason why we're all here? So it's getting close to quitting time. But ladies and gentlemen, God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Work ahead. God bless. Thank you very much. Back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you so much, Len. We so appreciate you. And you're not just a voice on the other end of the phone. You're a partner. And so we enjoy and ask for you. Appreciate what you've done all the time. And next week we'll be back on the phone on Monday. Monday is Four Season Health Program. I think, is that what you call it, Gary?
Four Season Fitness, Brother Ron.
Extension
of Ski with Me. It's to keep skiers busy all year round.
You got to do that. So we'll be on Monday, noon Eastern time, and join us, and we'll look forward to talking to you. Have a blessed weekend. Make it a special day for somebody. Maybe open the door for somebody you might not have otherwise. Do something kind. Thank you, everybody. Bye now.
Bye-bye for now.